possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version. So then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water, just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm gonna set up the speaker and I'm gonna listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good on it and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
Well, you know, listen, I have two, but they're not with me, and you can't have them. But I do have these two autographed Stephon Diggs footballs, you know, collecting dust in my basement. Just, I think one, my son won in a raffle at a school. Pretty sure that's what happened. I feel like one is his. And here one time we had a kind of a picnic and there was cornhole and different things, and my partner and I won, and we were able to pick from the prizes, and I'm a value-based drafter. So for me, the Diggs ball, even though we already had one in our house and really didn't care about him that much, that's what the tickets were gone. So, all right, now I've got two Stephon Diggs autographed footballs. If only Sal knew. I have no plans for them. You would never know who signed these balls because he's like most athletes, you know, since when? The 90s? The 60s? That you just really have no idea what they've written. I mean, it might actually be a bit. And my daughter won a stick signed by Matthias Samuelson. And oh my goodness, like you just have it. It could just as easily be that my dog found a marker in the middle of the night and just sort of dragged it to her bed and came across the blade of the hockey stick and just sort of dragged a black line on the stick and like that's the autograph. That would be no worse than what it is. I mean, I know these guys sign a lot but there's rarely is there any effort made into actually signing their name. So that it looks like their name. Maybe you get a number. I don't know. What am I going to do with two autographed Stephon Diggs footballs? No, again, you can't come down here and just take them from me, even if you know Tony. There's just no chance of that. All the people who are here today working will get in your way. There'll be so much traffic in the office. It's kind of like most days, but I mean, there's just it's a wasteland today. Nobody's here for the Friday before Labor Day. As a football fan and not much of a college fan, Labor Day and you know, so many fantasy leagues and lineups, I'm so excited. Like every day I'm this is wasted time. I know you can tell me that all of it is, but you know, there's a plan here to try to win money and sort of have fun doing it. Every day for the last week or more, I go to my websites and try to, you know, see if my lineup is right. That's ridiculous. I really don't need to be doing that. One of the sites I play on, you click on live scoring. Try this if you're as excited as I am for the season. If you had your draft already, you know, isn't that quaint? Your draft, your one draft. Go to the site you're on and click on live scoring or whatever, you know, version of that your site that you use has. And I went to one today and it said live scoring. It was like, you know, I was being scolded. Live scoring is not available until the season. Like, well, we're not close enough to, so that I can like see my matchup in week one. I guess not. But I started to say Labor Day weekend gets away from me as a fan, as a player. It just always does. Tomorrow doesn't happen this way every year, but first day of a 3-day weekend, even including tonight. I have a draft at 10 tonight, of course, but you know, sometimes even including the Friday night, get to Saturday and it's, you know, usually sort of the last weekend before school. It is for one of my kids' sake anyway. You know, if it's nice out, you just get that last taste of summer. And my family life is kind of different now, but for many years, those drought years when I did with Bulldog every post-game show and the Bills almost never played at night, and it was like there's going to be one – this is almost the last Sunday off before New Year's. Like this is the last Sunday off of the calendar year. And now it's different. I don't work the night games anymore, you know, mostly – And the Bills are playing at night a lot. I mean, they've had how many night games the last 3 years? Maybe 20, something like that. So it's been different. But we used to look at it as this is sort of Daddy's last Sunday. And so Saturday might be like kick back, not thinking about work and sports. And, you know, it's off for 3 days. Then Sunday would be maybe a hike or some sort of family outing. My father often had a party on Labor Day where extended family would come in. That might be happening again. I don't even know. You know, just sort of the weekend would go by. Then maybe Monday I'm a little hungover and it's just like, oh, it's a Monday off. We're school shopping. We're just like, it's really a weekend, almost ironically, where I get away from football kind of pretty hard. And then Tuesday shows up and Ross Tucker is on hold. And I've got, you know, there's a game on Thursday. And I've got 50 lineups, and so I kind of, I as a, not in a bad way, because the family stuff I say is important, but in a football way, I'll get to Tuesday afternoon and just be like, wow, did I miss anything? There probably won't be very much news, I guess, but there could be some. So that's just me. Today, Sam Panayotovich, Matt Waldman, and Sal Capaccio later on. I kind of want to do picks, but there's only college games. And I did watch some of Sam's show, Bet Sweats, today, and found out that Baylor was playing tonight against Auburn. And my wife went to Baylor, and she knew that. She knew that before I did. She's like, yeah, they haven't hosted an SEC team in X number of years. I'm like, great. So that'll maybe be on in my house tonight. I think that's 8 o'clock. The spread is like less than a field goal. Auburn at Baylor. That'll look good. Baylor has 50 different uniform combinations, so you never know what you're going to get there. And so that's exciting. I was pretty geared up watching Bet Sweats. They're talking about, you know, the college slate, but also NFL futures and that. And Bulldog is not here, but he's big on this, and with Sam even. 8 division winner parlay. And he and I had a fun couple of days, Bulldog and I, over the offseason, like sort of tried to put that together. And there was one day where, why is it going to pay me less if I pick Detroit instead of Minnesota in the NFC North, even though Minnesota is the bigger underdog? I still haven't dug in, and you know, I like this about myself. I still haven't dug in hard enough on these to really analyze that. But I did today come up with a bet that I made, 8 division winners. And, you know, come on. What are your chances, right? But $10, I'm in. I did it for you. I did it to give you something to listen to because I know you were dying for this. So here's what I did. I'll go AFC, then NFC, east to west. I could have moved off of the first two picks if I wasn't happy with what the return would be if I were to win. But I got to eight. I got through it, and I was fine with the return, so I left it. Bills, Ravens, chalk. The Bills are the biggest division favorite in the league. I've had kind of this, you know, really just for the sake of our conversation mostly, this kind of attitude with many guests over the offseason, like, what do you think about the division? Is it as cake as most people seem to think? And most of our guests have said yes. Even, I mean, yesterday it was like, I don't really see Steve Palazzolo on Wednesday. I don't really see anybody challenging for first place, but, you know, this or that could happen. So I left the Bills on, and then I left the Ravens on too. I don't think the Ravens especially really have to win that division. There's just more to believe in beyond Baltimore there, that if Cincinnati's defense holds up and you get the same year from Burrow and company, maybe you get a 12-win Bengal season. They lost the two games to Baltimore last year by a nose, and they win those games. They almost would have flipped last year with one of the worst defenses in the league and everybody loving everything about Baltimore. So they weren't really that far away. And you have Aaron Rodgers in Pittsburgh, and that's to be respected, I guess. So it doesn't have to happen. Might do another one where I leave the Ravens off. I started Bills, Ravens. Now I know when I get to the AFC South, I've got to get creative. Just picking all the favorites is not going to work. So I went Jacksonville there. And I don't think that's really that risky. Houston, though, very questionable up front. New coordinator. If you need it, if you care about it, Mixon is out, and he might not play at all. Rookie receivers after Collins and Christian Kirk, I guess. Houston is not that solid to me. So Jacksonville, new coach, lots of talent. We'll try that. And then I went with Denver. And Denver, as we get to the end of the offseason, to me is a team that everybody respects. Maybe they don't think they're great, but everybody thinks they're good. Great defense, maybe. We'll see if that repeats. It often doesn't when it comes to defense, but everybody loves their roster defensively. Knicks worked out. I mean, I just sort of, to be cheeky, better stats than Allen last year. Yards, touchdowns, picks. Like, Knicks was better than the MVP in every one of those categories as a rookie. So you got something there. And they use a lot of different pieces, you know, like the Bills do, kind of, at receiver and even running back. But Sean Payton was a success last year there. And then maybe they're better, and maybe Kansas City just has, I don't know, it's lame, run its course. I mean, does Rashee Rice's suspension, it feels like nothing can really penetrate them, but you just don't win forever. So Denver's live. I think they're good. A couple of swing games, and maybe you get there for first place. Then NFC, I went Philadelphia because I didn't have a better idea. I just don't really trust Washington to be the same team. Just a spike year like that. And there might be a little bit with the Eagles of, well, nobody repeats in that division. No way they have sort of the smooth trip, like in a horse race, they might say, as last year. So they have to throw more. Not everybody loves Hurts as a passer. I think there could be a sort of skepticism about the Eagles that I'm just going to bet against here and take them. And it wasn't like a huge price. Can't get with Dallas anymore. And I think the Giants might be okay, but I doubt first place. I mean, that'd be pretty crazy. So Philadelphia, and then I like this idea partly because of yesterday. Minnesota. I think Detroit is okay here too. Just kind of playing off the idea that maybe we're all going to overreact to Green Bay. The trade is incredible. I hope that, I mean, Matt LaFleur, Most people, I don't say different, really. Most people, I think, consider him really good. They've won a lot, but they haven't won big. And he had the MVP quarterback for a couple seasons, and they paid Jordan Love huge. They haven't really gotten there yet. And I wonder if, I said this, what, even yesterday, before the Parsons trade, is Green Bay ready to sort of put its foot down? Like, ready to go for it? They run the ball a lot. They don't run very many plays relative to the rest of the league. It's all pretty safe. Do you believe in Jordan Love or don't you? Wide receiver in the first round. Now this trade. I mean, Green Bay had better come out going. Next week, they open with the Lions at home. Perfect. Make your statement. Do we need more time to acclimate Micah Parsons? I would hope not. They have a Jaden Reed injury that might be a little bit of annoying for them, but I just, you know, in terms of this particular parlay, though, I went with Minnesota because I think the roster is great, and, you know, O'Connell, the coach, has gotten his quarterbacks off every time, and Justin Jefferson the same every time. They bring in Adam Thielen to put with Jefferson and Hockenson to start the season. They get Jordan Addison after three games. Aaron Jones, Jordan Mason. I like the Vikings. So they were the third choice. Gave me a little bit of juice here for this parlay. Then I'm going to skip the NFC South for dramatic effect. San Francisco is the favorite in the West. A super easy schedule. It was interesting to talk to Steve Palazzolo about that division on Wednesday. At the end of our conversation, which I really enjoyed, I asked him, is there a dark horse for you in the league this year? And his answer was, I think anything can happen in the NFC West. Maybe Seattle with Darnold. If they get the offensive line right, maybe they're legit. Arizona. I can't just bring myself to consider Arizona as, like, good. I mean, it's happened. Kurt Warner, Carson Palmer, even Murray got them to the playoffs. Like, it's happened. I liked his argument, his logic. Okay, maybe. The Rams, I mean, they have a recent Super Bowl. They still have Stafford, Nacua, Davante Adams, McVay. They've got the principal, Jared Verse. They've got the principal figures for a team that you can, you know, believe in. And they went to the NFC or the divisional round. They lost to Philadelphia in a close game. But they held up pretty well last year. I'm just going with the Niners. They've got enough right. They always scheme their offense to pretty much perfection. McCaffrey is healthy. Kittle. So I went San Francisco. And then NFC South, I went Carolina. This was the one bigger long shot that I picked. Second biggest would be who? Like the Vikings, I guess. And they're not really that much of a long shot. They won, what, 13 games last year or something. But Carolina's a big bet. Carolina is a coach that really, incredibly, I mean, with the player deserves the credit too, incredibly salvaged Bryce Young last year. I mean, that was just, he was written off like total bust at the 101. Stroud was a great rookie, and Young was just like terrible. Next year starts, so last year, it's more of the same. He sits for what, a month or so, comes back, and he's got it. Really weird. I don't know how that happened. We don't ever talk to anybody from Carolina. Like, what actually happened there? But here comes Bryce Young, and now Teteroa McMillan, I almost said McMillions because I heard him described that way, eighth overall. They trade Thielen to Minnesota. Okay. Jalen Coker, if you've got a fantasy draft this weekend, just remember that name. You might not be in a league where you need to pick him, but he's probably their number two. I think he's probably above Leggett, who was their first-round pick last year after trading with the Bills. And the Bills and Panthers swap spots. The Panthers draft Xavier Leggett. The Bills wait until the next night and draft Keon Coleman. So I think Coker, it sounds like Coker is the number two behind McMillan, a rookie. And then you have another young player at tight end, Jatavion Sanders. Chuba Hubbard was fine. They've got some interesting pieces. I don't really know what they are defensively, but I don't think Tampa Bay has to win the NFC South every year. And Atlanta was a little bit too, for me, a little bit too obvious as a, you know, a pivot in this kind of a thing. So we went Bills, Ravens, Jaguars, Broncos in the AFC, division winners, Eagles, Vikings, Panthers, 49ers. And that, and 10 bucks on that, I'm already counting the money. Almost definitely will lose. Wins 4,100, so 4,100 on a $10 bet. And I'd like to think never will there be a day where like, oh, I wish I had that 10 bucks. You know, it must be nice, right? But I'd like to think I will not ever regret this. It's a small enough amount. I mean, it's less than lunch where I can live with whatever happens. And, you know, if you get to a point in the season with these, and Sam's the expert who will be on next, not me, but I think if you get to a point in the season where six or seven of them look good, then you can hedge on the others, you know, just figure out however you have to do that, whether that's a division bet or games or anything like that. So that's what we did. I wanted to be involved. Bulldog did his. He's not here. I want mine. Buffalo, Baltimore, Jacksonville, Denver, Philadelphia, Minnesota, Carolina, and San Francisco. Okay. Well, there's a lot. Even though we've got the holiday weekend coming up and the regular season doesn't start until next week, and I've also got three guests coming up, whether it's fantasy or whether it's any sort of Bills point that we've been talking about for a couple of days or for 6 months, this is the day for it. We get to Tuesday, and we're breaking down matchups. I think Tuesday, especially with Monday off, like I said, Labor Day weekend just sort of truncates the whole thing. We get to Tuesday, and it's like, okay, wow, the Ravens, this is really happening. Final opener out at the stadium, all of it is just right around the corner here. Sam Paniatovich from Bet Sweats will talk a little bit about the college football weekend, some of these future thoughts, and maybe a little fantasy too. I'll tell them about my two individual awards bets that I made, being able to do so, having been on the road last weekend in a state where they allow you to do that. Crazy that there's a place with such freedom where you can actually bet on who will win the MVP. But New York is not such a place, so you got to travel for that. I don't think Philadelphia. I don't think Pennsylvania is either. I don't think Ohio is either, but I know Indiana is. Indiana will let you make such a bet. Sam next, Matt Waldman, Sal Capaccio as well to come today. Thanks for being with me. This is Mike Shope on WGR.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Before you ask what's on in the studio today, why, it's the Championship League, if I'm saying it right. It's not the Champions League where, like, it's Paris Saint-Germain against Real Madrid or Outer Milan, if you know, you know. No, it's like the second division. The teams that are not quite good enough for the Premier League are playing Leicester City, which has been in the Premier League, you know, before. They won it. 17, maybe. Like, they won. Incredible story. And Birmingham. And I think I want to talk about this later, maybe. Like, I love the idea of the second division. We've had made the point over the years, like with the Sabres. And what if they got relegated? How would you feel the next year if then you had to sort of get to know the American Hockey League and the Sabres had to finish, you know, top four or something to get back to the NHL? And they had to beat, I don't know, one of those Western teams, Orange County or whatever it was, like, to get back to the NHL. It'd be pretty wild. Some people would just ignore it. I think I would probably get into it. Maybe it'd be more interesting. Relegation is always great. Joining me now on the West Her Hotline, the host of Bet Sweats on the BetMGM network, Sam Panayotovich. Sam, look at you now. You wake up one morning and Sam's on FS1 after a college game, and then he's on Dan Patrick. You know what I do to step up your show?
You know what I'm doing right now in my glamorous life, Mike?
I couldn't imagine. No.
I'm filling out expense reports, which are the bane of my existence. It's my least favorite thing to do on planet Earth. I'm sitting here. I can do a lot of things quickly. It takes me 45 minutes to do one expense report. I'm ready to launch this computer out the window.
At least it means you're going places.
I guess. I'm taking trains to New York on Wednesday and coming back on Thursday. It's not exactly glamorous.
Okay. It's something. It's something that you're keeping track of so you can get reimbursed by the company. That's good. Well, what a great time of year. And, like, what else do I want to know about your, burgeoning career here? You were on after maybe Nebraska or Minnesota last night, Minnesota UB. What was the deal?
So we do Bear Bets with Chris Felica. It's Felica, Jeff Schwartz, who played in the NFL, and myself. And the show has been mostly podcasted for the last few years. They have decided, the digital side has decided, let's package the podcast on video and audio. So now we're on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, and then they've been able to sort of crank it where they can get it on TV format. So they splice up that 40-minute show we do and package it for TV now, which I didn't even know until last week. They didn't even tell us.
Oh.
So I was sitting at home and I was getting a bunch of texts about, hey, you're on TV. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm having a bourbon on my couch. And then we were on, I flipped the channel on and we were on. So it's cool. It's an exciting time. I love my weeks and I always have time for Shope and the Bulldog. I will say though, everybody likes me until I give a bad weekend. Like, then everybody hates me. So it's a very polarizing time for me.
Yes, I'm sure that's right. Yeah, similar here. One day they came in and said, we're putting cameras in your studio. I'm like, oh, well, that'll be interesting. Let me, you know, talk to my people and see how that's going to change how things go for me here. Like, no. You misheard me. We're putting cameras in your studio. So same kind of thing happened here. They just tell you how it's going to work. Micah Parsons, Sam. So I caught some of your show today, and I was on the air yesterday when it happened. And I went, maybe it was half an hour after it happened, I went to look at what kind of effect the trade had on the markets, because I figured this would be one. I mean, this is one of those rare non-quarterback developments where I think people would act, you know, in terms of spreads and futures bets. I don't know what Green Bay was before the trade, but when I looked, they were the favorite in the NFC North. What were they before?
They were about 3-1, give or take. Some books had 280, some books had 325. They were consensusly priced about 3-1 to win the North. And the first thing you do, the first thing I do at least, when a big move happens, you watch the overreaction. And think about this. If you're a sportsbook director and the news hits the ticker. Well, actually, it hits Twitter first now. Then it hits the ticker on TV maybe 5-10 minutes later. But Twitter and X, so immediate. So that comes out. Adam Schefter puts the tweet out, and then people just log into their app and bet the Packers. So if you're in a sports book and you're, you know, say you're eating lunch, and then all of a sudden you just get bombarded with Packers bets, you flip out of your chair and you shut the market off because something's up. And if you're not aware, you have to get up to speed. So the first book was actually BetMGM. They went from 3-1 to +170. Green Bay's now favored to win the North. And then every other book sort of got to the same number. One book has it even lower in Vegas, like +150, +155. But Micah Parsons has single-handedly made the Green Bay Packers the favorite to win the division and the co-second favorite to win the NFC. Seems a little much, doesn't it? So, like, line one is Philly. Okay, I'm there. And then line two has Detroit and Green Bay. Does that even sound right when I say that out loud?
I guess so. I mean, I think the game is determining whether it's a reaction or an overreaction. And I can appreciate, like, how you're laying it out that right away, the slappies, let me put it that way, Sam, in thinking back to my fantasy life here, the slappies are just going to run to the window and bet the Packers. But you're saying maybe it's not necessarily right to do that? I mean, isn't the point here to get good value?
That's the debate. If they win the division, you still have a good bet, but I don't think you have a great number. But that's sort of the bugaboo. That's the internal debate we have with ourselves. How much value are we willing to walk out the door and still be okay to bet it? You know, like it kind of changes. It's a moving target because this time last year, I remember being on the show and we were talking about Travis Hunter to win the Heisman, and he was 50-1 in the summer. He was 30-1 by week one. And then throughout the season, he just kept getting knocked down 20-1, 12-1, 8-1. And I remember telling you guys, I would still bet this at 8-1. Then he goes down to 4-1, 250, and then he's minus money at the end of the season. You know, it's all relative. I'm not betting Green Bay personally. I'll tell you that. I think it's different in a Heisman market when you can still get, like, Jaden Daniels 2 years ago was 30-1, then he was 25, then he was 18. And if you got a bad number, and I'm using air quotes around bad number, you still got a good number. You still got 18-1, and then he ends up winning the Heisman. Not betting the Packers, though. Is it weird that I just want to load up on Dak Prescott's stats now? Like, I'm looking at this in such a different way. I know the Cowboys are worse, but that means they're going to throw the ball more. And you look at his passing prop, it's moved a little bit, but not much. It's 38.75 at BetMGM. FanDuel has 39.50. Obviously, go over the little number. 38.75 is nothing in the NFL. And if he stays on the field, we know what Dak can do. I think he could throw the ball like 600 times this year, Mike.
Yeah.
And you have some of his stats. Here are some of his stats. His best years in the NFL, 49.02. 45-16, 44-49. This is a low number. If he stays healthy, all he needs is 3,876 yards. You have CeeDee Lamb. You have George Pickens. You probably aren't going to run the ball, and you're going to be losing in a lot of games.
He'd have that.
I'm not even looking at Green Bay. I'm looking at Prescott.
He'd have that number every year if he didn't get hurt those other 2 years. Like every year for the last seven, he would be able to clear that bar. I guess I feel like my MVP bet on him is probably dead, though.
They're the Bengals of last year. He's going to have huge numbers, but they're not going to win enough games.
Right. They need to win 12 games, you know, win the division to have a chance.
Good luck. Good luck.
Good luck. Yeah, I liked this idea I think we've talked about it too, even though you and I haven't been here together in like a month. But the idea of going over on Prescott, I liked it already. In fantasy, Sam, everybody loves him. You know, the addition of Pickens. Pickens is shooting up fantasy boards too, which is interesting, even without the trade yesterday. But wide receiver two in Dallas, people like Ferguson. Lamb's a top five pick every time, pretty much. So I think most fantasy players were already into this, and this just only helps. the trade.
Which is funny because my wife, I told the story on the show this week. My wife was doing a fantasy draft.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't know about Dak. The Cowboys stink. I'm like, that's the point. They're supposed to stink, and they're going to pass more. That's how you got to think about it. She goes, oh, I see what you're saying. There we go, babe. Get here.
This is why Chase, well, it's not really why. It's part of why Chase always goes one-on-one. Because people think the Bengals defense is bad, and as good as he is, he has that, you know, so-called advantage to it. So Chase Higgins, Burrow stacks are pretty easy and definitely prevalent. I didn't see the line move for Thursday night, though.
Yeah, it's about 7.5 at a couple places. So it did blow through the 7, which is the most key number in the NFL. I would argue 3 and 7 are equally as important. Some guys would tell you, some bookies would tell you 7's more important. I don't know, because games in overtime can land 6. So I think 3 is a smidge more important. But anyways, 3 and 7 are very important. It's now through 7. It was mostly 6.5, 7 before the trade, and now we've gone through that 7. The total moved up an eyelash, 46.5 to 47. Some books have 47.5, but not much movement on the total. That's a huge move, though, to go from 6.5 to 7.5, because 7 is a very important number.
Mm-hmm. Sam Paniatovic, Bet Sweats on the Wester Hotline. I'm Mike Shope. Bulldog is off today. He and I get rolling together again on Tuesday after Labor Day. So you already know this because I've told you, but...
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I went to Louisville for the weekend. The casino where we drafted was actually in Indiana, right across the state line. And there it was, just popped right up on my app. Awards bets. So I did, on my way home, remembering that I was on borrowed time, being almost back into Kentucky, pull over, Sam, and you've probably done things like this in your life, pull over and made the Prescott bet, because I just remembered to do it before I crossed. And while I was there, I made the George Kittle bet that you and I talked about, Offensive Player of the Year. I mean, it's nuts. I was in a conversation with 4 or 5 guys explaining to them the bull case for Kittle and how, you know, at plus 1,500 or what, 15,000 it was, whatever it was, like why I did it. And I just got blank stares you know, oh, well, he might end up getting more of target share in San Francisco with Debo gone and Ayuk hurt, and their schedule's real easy, and they're looking at me like they're thinking a tight end is going to win Offensive Player of the Year. I'm like, well, that's why the odds are the odds, but I did it.
He would be the first. I can confirm he'd be the first tight end.
Yes.
I don't hate a bet, though, at – well, as I say that, I do remember scolding you because you bet 150-1 and there was like a 250-1 in the market. At that point, though, I guess it's not that big of a deal,
no.
Although it is. Wink, wink.
It will be.
it has turned into a non-quarterback award. So basically what the league has turned into the last, I don't know, 6 years or so, the quarterbacks win the MVP, and then it's the position guys that win the offensive player. So let's go back to 2019, Michael Thomas. Then Derrick Henry, Cooper Kupp, Justin Jefferson, Christian McCaffrey, Saquon Barkley. So it's been your most dominant, what would you call them, flex guys in fantasy?
Skill positions.
They can do,
yeah.
Yeah, sure, skill position guys. So the quarterbacks are now the MVP guys, and you know the list there. It's Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Jackson, Jaden Daniels on line five, believe it or not. We're there, apparently. seems like a lot. I mean, to have Jordan Love at 20 and Jaden Daniels at 9 seems a little off. The math ain't math in there, but that's the hype on this kid in Washington, man.
Do you have a favorite or a couple of favorite individual awards bets of your own for this year?
Yeah, I was betting so much Jonathan Grenard, Defensive Player of the Year in Vegas, it made my head spin. I went into my coat pocket the other day and I was looking for a chapstick, and I pulled out a $100 ticket on Grenard to win DPOY to win 10 grand. I'm like, oh, great, another one. I was just picking them off, man. I think I have like five of them floating around this house somewhere. So that's probably not going to win, understandably. So you're betting a thing at 100-1. It's probably not going to win, but I do think that's a top three defense this year, and Flores is going to blitz and blitz and blitz. They added Jonathan Allen. They added Hargrave up front. So I think their linebackers, Van Ginkle and Grenard, are going to have big years. But in terms of realistic bets that I actually believe can win, I bet Omari and Hampton, which we talked about 3 months ago. I mean, this is before Najee Harris blew off fireworks in his face. Now Hampton's like 7 or 8 to 1. We bet 15-1. And then OPOY, I'm all in on McCaffrey. Anything north of 20, I keep buying up. People keep telling me, oh, they don't have receivers. I'm like, they have Christian McCaffrey. Come on, give me a break. Yeah. So you're on Kittle. I'm on McCaffrey. Those guys are going to get fed like crazy this year. And that's what Kyle Shanahan does. He gets the ball to his best players. I'm hearing McCaffrey looks as good as he's been. So that might be a little hyperbolic. But remember, he did win this award 2 years ago.
Over Tyreek Hill, who was almost at 2,000 yards. Wasn't that the same year? Or
yeah.
Maybe that was the year before, but still.
He was unbelievable. He was unbelievable. And then, well, he always gets hurt. No, he doesn't. Don't be lazy. And then when you have people that say that, like I was actually on with Dan. You mentioned DP. And he's like, well, McCaffrey's always hurt. I'm like, Dan, he won this 2 years ago. And yeah. He said, yeah, well, he got hurt last year. And I said, yes. That's baked into the price because Christian McCaffrey last summer was 6-1. Now he's 22-1, 25-1 because everybody is saying, oh, well, he always gets hurt. And that's all part of it. So I found myself on three players in markets: Grenard, defensive player, long shot; Omarion Hampton, offensive rookie; and Christian McCaffrey, offensive player of the year.
Don't you love the injury people? Like, don't you just want to have them? Don't you want to just build a sports book and have them play at it? The injury people, you know, it's like you can't. There's no talking to them. There's no amount of evidence that will just sort of convince you. Don't worry about this. And yes, he can get hurt. So could Genty. Like, just don't worry about it. You just want to be able to play against those people somehow. It's hard to pull that off, but it'd be great to be able to do it.
You're right. I wish I could just one up with them all season. But here's the truth. I'm not betting players. I'm betting numbers. I would never bet Christian McCaffrey. Like last summer, the reason I bet Saquon Barkley, because Saquon Barkley was 25-1. Saquon Barkley is now 5-1 to win the same award. And I got a text yesterday. Hey, we like Barkley again? No, we don't. We're not betting 5-1. We want to bet 20-1 or higher. So you basically, in all these award markets, the perception, the love, the hype It's all on the guys at the top. Anybody can take the guy on top. That's easy. Anybody can bet Joe Burrow MVP or Saquon Barkley offensive player. What I'm looking to do is buy the dip perceptionally on guys like McCaffrey, who was, again, 6-1 last summer, and now he's 22-25-1. I wasn't betting 6, but I'll bet 22-25.
Totally. Just a couple of minutes left with Sam Panayotovich. My alma mater-in-law tonight, Baylor against Auburn. My wife's excited. She knew about this game before I did, which if you knew us would maybe find that a little bit unusual, but I'm not always that up on college. Who do you like there, and who do you like in Texas, Ohio State?
I did not make a bet on Baylor. I know some guys, though, that bet Baylor plus 3. That number is now Baylor plus 1. Wink, wink. So those guys got a good number. I have nothing on the game, but I do know some guys that did take plus 3 on Baylor. I find myself on the over in the Ohio State-Texas game. There's a 46.5 now, DraftKings and FanDuel. This number in the summer was 50.5. So it's moved 4 points, and it's gotten through that big key number of 47. Look, I know Zach's producing your show. I'm sure Zach is terrified about the Texas secondary against Jeremiah Smith and Carnell Tate, two NFL receivers. But also, Texas should move the ball, too. And Arch is going to run tomorrow. I think we're going to see a lot of big gains from Arch. Texas faces an Ohio State defense that lost 8 starters off its national championship team. And, oh, by the way, their defensive coordinator left Ohio State to go to Penn State. So I understand these are young quarterbacks and maybe inexperienced offensive lines, but there's NFL talent all over the field on offense, and I actually think these defenses are overrated. I'm over 46.5 Ohio State-Texas.
Who would leave Ohio State for Penn State?
Jimmy Knowles.
I say this as the son of an Ohioan, but who would leave Ohio State for Penn State? Wow, I mean, obviously somebody doesn't watch sports. one of my many fantasy teams, sort of bragging yesterday, Sam and Joe were asking me about fantasy, how many leagues is it? And I said the thing, and Joe referred to it later when you guys were talking about this, how, oh, no. Most of them are best ball. You don't have to do anything, you know, fine. But right after I said that, so why it's sort of easy is the slow drafts you enter are 8-hour clocks. And all I have to do is 2 or 3 times a day, like just sort of check in, make a few picks, and then move on. But yesterday they moved those to 1-hour clocks because the season is next week. And Sam, I mean, like it's life on the wire now. Last night I was drafting, and every time I looked at my phone, I was on the clock in 4 more, and it's like 20 minutes left. So I was a little too cocky there because right now it's the pressure cooker.
I envision you. I don't know if there's any Spider-Man fans listening right now. I picture you're just like Doc Octopus with like 8 different arms playing all these different phones, drafting all these different teams. I can't even imagine what you look like in the war room with all these things going on at once.
It's not pretty. You have your fingerprints on one of my teams, Rumhams. Just randomly,
oh, I love Rumhams.
Randomly naming teams, and the time we talked to you about Rumham, we decided to, you know, name a team that. And Sam, I like it. This is a team I just bought and then worked on. I'll have to decide Knicks or Fields next week. That'll be, you know, that's probably projections wise pretty close. Gentry, Jaylen Warren, Flowers, Olave, Debo, Myers, Pearsall, then two of the fun rookies, Kroski Merritt, Bashal Tutin. You know, I'm rooting for us.
I don't know who half those guys are. Can I give you my first 4 picks my one draft?
Yes.
Can I give you my first 4?
Yes, of course.
So this is a 12-player league. I had the 6th pick, snake draft. I went McCaffrey, Nico Collins, Terry McLaurin, Joe Burrow.
You started great. I feel like it's early on McLaurin and Burrow, but you know, Nico at 207 is great. That's really good. McCaffrey, you know, you're bold enough to do it. No problem there. And McLaurin, who knows? I mean, maybe you'll put down the same year as last year, and you'll be loving it.
I had to go Burrow though because they started taking Hurts went off the board, Allen went off the board. I laughed. Mahomes went in the 3rd round. I love that. But I want to get my guy. I wanted Burrow because I had Burrow last year and I did really well. So I'm bullish to a fault. I know what you guys say. You can't take a quarterback early. If it wasn't going to be Burrow, though, I wouldn't have taken a quarterback until like the 10th round.
No, that could have been good too. But you know your stuff. You do know who these players are too. Don't even try me on that. You don't know who Chris Olave is.
All right. I know Olave. You started saying Tootin or Putin or whatever you were saying. I have no idea.
That's fair. All right, Sam. Thanks for today. Enjoy your Labor Day weekend, and we'll talk next week.
I have to give you a best bet. I gave Bulldog Kansas last week. That one won. I love Miami on Sunday night, plus 2.5 against the Irish.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Are they at home?
South Beach, baby. Get ready.
All right. Miami it is. Thanks, Sam.
See you.
Sam Paniatovich, Bet Sweats, weekday mornings 9 to noon on the BetMGM network. They do 10 to 11 live on Twitter now, and you can also always find their show like I do on YouTube. Next, Matt Waldman, Mike Shope here, WGR.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.